Today Shir's Masechet Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel. We will begin on Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, at the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues discussing what situations an animal, with what may an animal go out to the Rishus HaRabim or different places on Shabbos, and with what may it not. So says the Mishnah, Chamor Yoytze B'Madas B'Zman Shikshur Ba. If the saddle cloth is tied, the animal, they used to put a saddle cloth on top of the donkey to keep it warm, and teaches us the Mishnah that if from Erev Shabbos, the animal, if this was put on from Erev Shabbos, as we'll learn right away in the Gemara, then the animal could go out with it, bezman shikshurba, if it's tied to the animal, and therefore we need not be concerned that it's going to fall out. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Zecharim, rams may go out levuvim, they may go out attached. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Rechelis, yoitze shchuzes, sheep may go out shchuzes, and kavulis and kavunis. They may go out in all these types of ways. Heizim, goats, yoitzim tzrurus. They could go out with pieces of material put around their udders in order to protect their udders, to protect the milk. We'll explain in the Gemara under what circumstances. Rabbi Yosi Ois B'Kulan, Rabbi Yosi says all these situations are actually prohibited, Chutz Min HaChelim HaKavunis, except a situation where a sheep is going out with a piece of material, but that's not considered a masa. It's coming to protect their wool, that the wool should stay white. And since it's that's something that they always walk out that way, and since they always walk out that way, that's considered a noi. And as we discussed in our previous year, any noi which is always done is considered something which is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Aima, Izim Yoytze Tzurus, the halacha is that goats may go out with a piece of material around their udder, if the purpose is liyabish, that if they want to dry up the milk of the animal for whatever reason, so then they tie this material on in a very tight way. And since they tie it on in a very tight way, we need not be concerned that they will fall off and you may carry it. Avaloy lishmar cholof. If your purpose is to protect the milk, then it's not tied on tight, and we need to be concerned it's going to fall off and you're going to carry it on a Shabbos. So the Mishnah's first halacha was that an animal, a donkey, could go out with a saddle cloth tied to it. Amishmul, to which Shmuel comments, V'hu shikshur la me'erev Shabbos. It has to be tied on Shabbos. Of course, points out the Meiri, it has to be tied in a way that it's permissible to tie on Shabbos. Because if it's not tied in a way that's permissible to tie on Shabbos, you have a whole new issue. So the Mishnah is teaching us that, the Gemara is teaching us, and the Gemara is going to prove that that's the way to learn the Mishnah, that if the donkey was not wearing the madas before Shabbos, so then it looks like it doesn't need it for warmth, explains Rashi. Therefore, in such a case, says the Gemara, the madas is viewed as a burden rather than a garment. Taisva says that when one ties the madas to the donkey on Shabbos before he takes it out, it appears as though his intention is to have the donkey transport the madas for him, and therefore it looks like a masui. The Rosh, quoting the Yerushalmi, says the reason the Chazal said you're not allowed to put on the madas to the donkey on Shabbos, because when you tie the madas to the donkey, you have to lean on the animal. And we've discussed already previously in our shiurim that mishtamish b'balchai, one is not allowed to lean on an animal on Shabbos, and therefore Chazal said you can't tie the madas on Shabbos because that would involve Mishtamish b'balchai. So says the Prima Godim, what's the nafkamina between the different pshatim? According to Rashi and Tosfos, even if the madas would be attached by a non-Jew, it would still be usur to take this animal out to the street. Because if it was put on Shabbos, they can say it's considered as a maso, or at least it appears as one, and therefore you can't take this donkey out to the street with the madas. However, according to the Rosh, once the madas was attached, it doesn't make a difference if it was done by a Jew or a non-Jew. So what the Isser of Mishtamish B'Bal Chai has already been violated, or at least it looks like Mishtamish B'Bal Chai, or the concern that you may be Mishtamish B'Bal Chai, and therefore you could carry it out. Now, on the other hand, if you don't have any intention of taking your donkey out to the street, so according to Rashi and Tosfos, the only problem of Masui is if you're taking the donkey into the Rishus Rabbim. Here you have no intention of taking it into the Rishus Rabbim, it's not a problem. However, according to the Rosh, that the concern is that you shouldn't lean on, that we're worried that you may come to lean on the animal, it makes no difference where you intend to take the animal, it should be awesome. So says the Gemara, Amar Rab Nachman, Masnisen Daiku. The Mishnah that we're going to learn later in tomorrow's daf proves that what Shmuel just said is correct. The Ktani, the Mishnah says, Enachama Yoitz Madas, Bazman She'enik Shurla. A donkey may not go out with the saddle cloth if it's not tied to it. And let's understand, asked the Gemara, what does that Mishnah mean to teach us? Hechidami. If we're going to say that the madas is not tied to the animal, to the donkey at all, pshita. Under such circumstances, it's obvious that you may not take the donkey out. For we need to be concerned, maybe it's going to fall off, and you may come to carry it. So therefore, that isn't the question that it's also. Elalav, what was the Mishnah be saying? She'enik shurla me'erev Shabbos, that it wasn't tied on from Erev Shabbos. And that Mishnah is teaching us that if the madas was not tied from Erev Shabbos, you may not take the donkey out with that madas on Shabbos. Mechlal, what does that come to teach us? That if it was tied on from before Shabbos, Mechlal, the Reisha, that our Mishnah that says you may do it, is talking about she'enik shurla me'erev Shabbos, shma mina. And says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hochi. There's a brisa that clearly indicates like Shmuel. The brisa says, Chamar Yoitze B'Madas. A chamar may go out wearing this saddle cloth. B'zman Shekshur Lom Erev Shabbos. If it was tied on from Erev Shabbos. V'loy B'Ukov. But it may not go out with a saddle. A saddle, an Ukov is a saddle, and a Madas is a saddle cloth. Afpi, and the Brisa continues to teach us that even if the ukuf was tied onto the animal from Erev Shabbos, Shulam Erev Shabbos, because a saddle is considered a masui, and as we're learning, a masui, you can never wear, an animal can never wear on Shabbos, even if it was on the animal from before Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamaliel disagrees. Af ukuf, the animal, donkey, may go out even with a ukuf, provided Bizman Shikshula Merv Shabbos, unless it was there from Erev Shabbos. Continues the Braisa, Uvad Shloyikshur Loy Masrichin. You're not allowed to put breast wraps. They used to put straps around the donkey's breastbone and the base of its neck. That means to prevent the saddle and burden from slipping backwards when the donkey goes uphill. So Rashi explains, the donkey may not wear these straps because they give the impression that the owner wants to put a burden onto the donkey and he's worried about the burden, the load shifting. And similarly, they can't put a strap beneath the tail. What that does was it anchored the saddle to the donkey's tail. And it prevents the saddle from slipping forward when the donkey goes downhill. And it's the same case. When did they normally put on these types of straps? When they were going to carry a load. So even though we're being makel, Rav Shimon Gamliel is being makel on the ukav, but That doesn't mean that you can do it in a way that gives the impression that you're carrying loads on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. B'amnei Rav Asi b'anosim Rav Chiba Rav Ashi. Ma'olite madas al gabi chamor b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to just put it on the donkey, the saddle cloth, without carrying it out to the Rosh Rabbim? Amalei, to which she responded, mutter, it's mutter. And the way I saw the Meroimi Soder explains the Gemara. Rav Asi ben Noson had a question, if you may or may not put the madas when the animal just staying in the chotzer, for two reasons. Number one, maybe it's considered a masa. And Chazal said that a masa may not be put on the animal, not just in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, maybe even in a chotzer. Number two, Rav Asi ben Noson's question explains the Mara Mesoda was that if somebody sees an animal, somebody sees you putting a madas on your donkey on Shabbos, doesn't realize that you're doing it because you're worried that your donkey is cold. He's going to say that you're doing it because you intend to carry it out on Shabbos with a masa. And therefore, do we need to be concerned for these considerations or not? Amalei, so he said, he responded, mutter. Amalei, so then he was asked, v'chima ben ze lukov, why do we say that you're allowed to put on a madas, as we just said, and why is an ukov not allowed to be done? Why is this more permitted than that? Answers the Gemara. So ishtik. Rav Chibar Ashi remained silent. So Rav Asi Banosan assumed that the reason Rav Chibar Ashi is not answering his question is because he disagrees with him halachically. And he holds that even an ukuf may be put on the donkey. Even a saddle may be put on the donkey on Shabbos. Esve, to which he asked, the Brisa says, ha'ukuf agabe chamor, if you have a saddle on a donkey on Shabbos, and you want to remove that saddle from the donkey because it's just too much, it's just too hot for him, don't take the ukuf with your hand and remove it from the animal. Elo, melicha mevia, have the animal move forward, move around in the chotzer, and like that, noifel me'elof. It'll fall off by itself. Ask the Gemara, I don't understand. Hashta, if we're going to say lito amrit loy, you're saying that the animal is already wearing the ukuf. And we're saying that you're not allowed to remove the ukuf from the animal. If you're not allowed to take it off, you certainly shouldn't be allowed to put it on because it's considered an masui. So why do you feel Rav Asi ben Noson is essentially asking Rav Chibar Rashi that you may put on an ukuf on Shabbos on the donkey? Amalei Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira told Rav Asi ben Noson, Shafkei, leave Rav Chibar Rashi alone. Don't bother him with your questions. Why? Karabi Sfirli. He holds like Rav, who was his Rebbe, and Rav, who was his Rebbe, held that that is permitted. Dar Rav Chibar Rashi Amar Rav, Toilin Traskel Beheva B'Shabbos. They used to put a basket in front of the animals, in front of the animal with the food, that it should be easier for the animal to eat instead of having to bend down for the food that's on the floor. Now, if Rav holds, if you're allowed to put on a traskel, which is really certainly superfluous for the animal, if you're allowed to put on the traskel on Shabbos, he's going to hold the kavachoyim l'mardas that you're allowed to put on the mardas. And the Gemara explains, because ma hosom, if putting on the traskel, which is only mishum tanig, shari, he permits it, hocha, mishum tsar, here where you're taking the madas, you're taking the ukuf, and you're putting it on the animal because it's cold, like koshkein, that you're certainly allowed to do that on Shabbos. And therefore, Rav will certainly hold that you're allowed to put on the madas on the chamor on Shabbos, and therefore, and it's not considered like a masa, and that's what Rav's Talmud, Rav Chibar Ashi, held as well. I, and this is very important, ask all the Rishonim. We had a brice that seems to indicate that you may not. So here we have to say in our Gemara, Rav Tana hu upolad. Rav is a Tana, and he disagrees. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel, however, holds, Madas, which is put on the animal, the saddle cloth, which is put on the animal because it's cold, Mutter, may be put on the animal on Shabbos. Traskel, which is really extra, since it's really extra, that's Osir on Shabbos. That's Osir. Ozar Chibay Yosef tells us the Gemara of Chibay Yosef went, Vamal Shmatz to the Rav, he said over what Rav held, that you're allowed to put on the traskel, even on Shabbos, he said in the front of Shmuel, Omlei, to which Shmuel made a very sharp comment to Rav Chibay Yosef, Ihochi Oma Abba, if that's what Rav, who was called Abba, the two pshatim, one pshat is that Rav's name was Abba, and Rav and Shmuel were friends, so Shmuel called Rav by his name Abba. Another pshat is that Abba was a title of respect. Then he doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos, because certainly he says it's also to put on a traskel on the animal on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kisolik Reb Zera, when Reb Zera went from Bava to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Reb Yom by Yosef, the Yosef Kamalei Meshmeid Reb Yochanan, Nois Madas Agab Chamor B'Shabbos, one may put the saddle cloth on the donkey on Shabbos, Amalei, to which he said, Yasher, correct, you said the halacha. The Kain Tergema Aryach B'Bavel, and that's what Aryach and Bavel said as well. So he asked Aryach Manu, who exactly is Aryach? So he said, Shmuel. So asked the Gemara, Rav Nami Amr, why are you quoting Shmuel? Even Rav holds you a lot to put on a madas. Rav holds you a lot to put on a traskel, but certainly you a lot to put on a madas. El Shamadav Masayimba, the reason he had to attribute this halacha to Shmuel, because he also heard him saying, Vein Toilin Traskel, B'Shabbos, that even though you're allowed to put on a madas, you're not allowed to put on a traskel. Amalei, so we've passed that he was quoting a psak that a mardas may be put on and a traskel may not be put on. To which he said, Yasher, well said. And who's the one that said it? The Kain Tergma Aryuch B'Bavel. And that's what Aryuch Shmuel said in Bavel. So of course the question is, why is Shmuel called Aryuch? So Rashi says, Aryuch is a melech. And since Shmuel was an expert dayan, he's called that name. Tosfos says that it refers to what it says in the Torah, Aryuch Melech Elosser. Why is he called Aryuch? To teach us, because in the word Aryuch, in the name Aryuch, there's the word Ari, a lion, and to show us the strength of Shmuel. The Ran, however, has a beautiful pshat. He says that throughout Shas, we have a rule. Halacha ke Shmuel be dinei. We follow Shmuel in Hilchos Mominus. As the Gemara says, he was an expert in Hilchos Mominus. And we follow the psak of Rav be surei. Rav was an expert in Issev HaHeter. So that's why Shmuel was called Aryuch Melech Elosser. The word Elosser means Loy Isser. In Hilchos Issev HaHeter, Loy. There, we don't follow Shmuel's opinion, because we only follow Shmuel's opinion in Dinei Mominus, not in Dinei Issev HaHeter. However, says the Gemara, the Kula Alma, everybody agrees, the Kula Alma agrees that Mardas Mutter, that a madas may be put on the animal, on the donkey on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, but we learned earlier that a ukuf may not be put on the animal. And therefore ask the Gemara, Maishna ukuf, why may the madas be put on the animal on Shabbos, on the donkey, and the ukuf not? Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasam, the reason that even though we said before that the ukuf can't be put on, because we said we can't even take off the ukuf, says the Gemara, The reason we can't take off the ukaf is because the efshar nafa memela. Since it could fall off by itself, so why should I take it off? I could let it fall off. But that doesn't mean you can't put on an ukaf, says the Gemara. It could well be you could put on the ukaf. Didn't we ask a question that if you can't take it off, you shouldn't be allowed to put it on? Not a proof at all. Because what you can't take it off is because I have an option to let it fall off. The fact that I could put it on, I have options. I have no options. Rapapama, kan lechamama. There's a difference between taking off the ukaf and putting on the ukaf. Putting on the ukaf is to make the donkey warm. Kan letzanana. Taking off the ukaf is to make it cool. Lechamama, a donkey is always cold. So lechamama, so to put it on, is leitzara. If I won't put on the ukaf, the animal will be in pain. And therefore, to avoid the animal from being in pain, I'm allowed to put it off. Letzanana, but to take it off because I'm concerned that the animal is cold, that's not such a strong consideration. Because a donkey never gets really that cold. Letzarana, less letzara. That isn't such a big consideration. Because ham, hanidam inchi, as people always say, chamra, a donkey, I feel with kufas tamas. Even in the summer, clearly it's cold. And therefore, that's not such a big concern that I need to get it off because it's cold. It's hot. And because a donkey is always cold. Says the Imri Emes, a very powerful word. The Gemara says, Chamra feel betuf is tamas clearly. That if somebody, why is a chamor always cold? Because it carries a burden on it. And since it carries the burden, it doesn't feel anything. That's the same thing. The Gemara says, in Masechta Chagiga, Lo'olam yosa adam atzma el divrei Torah kishor la'ol u'kechama la'masoi. Explains the Imri Emes, what does the Gemara Masechta Chagiga mean? That just like the donkey is so preoccupied with carrying its load, it doesn't have a chance to feel anything else. We too should be so preoccupied with our Torah and the mitzvahs, we shouldn't be able to feel anything else. So the Gemara here says that there's, by a donkey is always cold but never hot. But that's a donkey. Human beings are cold sometimes and are hot sometimes. So the Shas of Tshuva Smichas Yitzchak, Chelek Vav Simen Nun Dalid, based on this Gemara asks a question. If it's Shabbos in the summer and it's very hot and they forgot to put on the air conditioning, may you ask an Akum to put on the air conditioning on your behalf? So he says, that the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sif Hei Paskins, that you're allowed to put on, you're allowed to ask an Akum to put on a fire, to put on the steam on Shabbos when it's cold, because the Gemara says, Hakel Choylim Eitzel Akar. Everybody's considered a Choyla, at least a Choyla Shein by Sakana, if he's going to be cold. So if our Gemara compares cold to heat, so just like we're allowed to ask an Akum to put on the heat in the winter, we're allowed to ask an Akum to put on the air conditioning in the summer. And I saw that that's the psak of the Sharm Tzion Balocha as well, based on this Gemara. The Gemara goes back to what we discussed earlier about putting a traskel around the donkey's neck on Shabbos. Rav said it's mutter, and Shmuel says it's osur. Meisvei, the Braisa teaches us, lo yetzei asus bezan of shul. They used to put on the horse, such a tail of a fox between its eyes. And as we've discussed many times, something which is not normally worn cannot be considered a noy. Since horses do not always or do not usually wear the zon of shul between their eyes, therefore it's not considered a noy. So layetzi asus b'znav shul, layetzi b'zahuris beit einav. They used to put a red thread between the eyes of the horse. again, something that is not normal, not usually done. And since it's not usually done, it's not considered a noy, it's considered a masa. Lo yetze azov b'kishloi. We discussed this halacha earlier in our masechta, that azov may not wear his pouch that he's wearing to be able to tell where he stands in the mount of riyas that he had, whether he's chayv a carbon. Lo yetz lo izim b'kis b'dadeim. Goats may not go out with a packet with a piece of material that they put around their udder. V'loy para b'chassoyim b'piyah. Not a cow may not go out with a bit. V'loy sayochim b'traskelin. V'loy sayochim b'traskelin she b'piyam l'shus rabim. And young horses may not go out with this traskel around their mouth to the l'shus rabim. V'loy behema b'sandal shenoysim b'regleah. An animal may not go out wearing a shoe. Animals, because Chazal were concerned that the shoe may fall off and they're going to carry it. And like the Rishonim explained, a person, if his shoe falls off in the Rishus Rabbim, is going to put it back on. He's not going to carry it. Animals were concerned are going to carry it. V'loi, kameya. They used to wear a kameya that was written for refuah. The animal may not go out wearing kameya api shemumcha. We'll discuss this in the Gemara soon. V'zu chayme behema v'adam. And we now learn different things that an animal may not wear that a human may wear. Avli yotzehu, an animal may go out. Be'eged shagab a makab, a bandage on a wound. U'b'kshishin shagab a shever, splint on a fracture. U'b'shilya amudelus b'ma, a placenta which is dangling out of it. And if it has a bell around its neck, you have to take out the clapper, and it can walk in the chotzer that way. However, what does it say clearly here? That these young horses may not go out with the traskelin around the neck to the Rosh Hashanah. What does that seem to indicate? They may not walk out to the Rishus Rabbim. Habachotzer Shabadami. In the Chotzer, they may go. Nailaf makes the Gemara's point. Bigdoilim. They were talking about even grown horses. Umashum Tanig. And the only reason they're wearing the traskel is for pleasure. So we see that even if they're going just for pleasure, they may do it, which is the opinion of Rav. But Shmuel said that you're not allowed to put a traskel on an animal on Shabbos. Says the Gemara here, it's talking about b'ktanim, young animals, where they, for them, it's particularly painful to have to bend down. They don't have such large necks. So for them to have to bow down for the food is a tsar. And that's why here Shmuel would agree that you may put on a traskel around this animal. And says the Gemara, dekanami diktani, I'll prove to you that that's the way, that that's the proper way of understanding the Gemara, that says, Domya de Kameya. It was the Brisa speaks about the traskel, at the same time it speaks about the Kameya. Now the Kameya is not just worn, it's not worn for, it's worn because the animal is sick. So here too, it must be that the traskel is being worn because without the traskel, it would be difficult for the animal to eat. Shmamina. We have a proof. Amamar. So going back to the kameya, the halacha is v'loy b'kameya. You can't put a kameya around for an animal. Abishumumcha, even though this kameya worked a number of times. Ask the Gemara of Anan Tanan. We're going to learn in a Mishnah on Daf Samach v'loy b'kameya she'en mumcha. A person may not go out with a kameya that's not been proven to be effective. Abumumcha. Shapadami. It seems that if the kameya has been proven to be effective, you may walk out with it on Shabbos, a person. So why may the animal not walk out with the kameya on Shabbos? And says the Gemara, Hachanami, we're talking about a kameya that's not mumcha. That the person who wrote the kameya has not been proven that he writes effective kameyas. Ask the Gemara, Va'af pishu mumcha k'tani. But didn't it say in the Brisa that even if the Kameh was written by Mumcha, it's prohibited for the animal to go out with it? Answers the Gemara, mumcha la'adam, then a mumcha la'behema. It's talking about a case where it's a mumcha for people, but he isn't a mumcha for behema. And therefore, just because it worked for people doesn't mean that he has the ability to work for animals. Ask the Gemara, or me ikka mumcha la'adam v'la'ave mumcha la'behema. If this person who wrote the Kameya is an expert Kameya writer, and it works when he writes for people, isn't that a proof that it should work for an animal as well? In, says the Gemara, people and animals are very different. Adam, the Islay Mazla, a person has a malach who helps him in Shemayim. So Mesaile, the Kameya, even if it isn't a great Kameya, may be effective. However, Behema, the Leslie Mazla, a Behema that doesn't have a malach in Shemayim helping him, there, just because the Kameya was written by an expert doesn't mean it'll be effective because he doesn't have the Malach and Shemayim helping him. So the Ritva asks an obvious question. Let's talk about medicine, asks the Ritva. Something which is a medicine for people, will it be a medicine for animals? Of course not. People and animals are very different. So ask the Ritva, even if the Kameya worked for people, why should that mean that it'll work for animals? Answers the Ritva, we're not talking about the Kameya. We're talking about the person who wrote the Kameya. And the Gemara's question is that if this person wrote Kameyas for 3 sick people and it worked, so it's a proof that this person has the ability to write good Kameyas. And why, therefore, shouldn't we allow his Kameyas to work for animals as well? To which the Gemara responds, as we just said, a person has mazel, an animal doesn't have mazel. Ihachi, mai, asked the Gemara, if we're talking about a Kameya that isn't a mumcha for behema, but if it were indeed a Kameya that was a mumcha, an animal would be allowed to work out. So why did the Braisa say, Zechomer behema ba'adam? There's no chomer by behema ba'adam. But if I knew that this kameya were affected by an animal, I would let the animal walk out with it as well. Answers the Gemara, Misamer that kameya koi. You're right. That isn't where we find that animals are treated stricter than people. Sandal koi. When we talk about the sandal, that's where animals are treated stricter than people. An animal may never wear a shoe out. People may. Toshma continues the Gemara. We learned on Amud Aleph that both Rav and Shmuel agree that if your goal is to remove tsar for the animal, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. That's why we learned you're allowed to put the mardas and the ukuf on the animal. Toshma, the Braisa says, sochen we could anoint a sore or scrap off a scab from a person, but we may not do so by an animal. My love, the ikamaka. Why would we want to smear on the oil? Why would we want to take off the scab? Because there's a wound. Yet we see that it may not be done by an animal. Answers the Gemara loy. We're talking here in a situation, the gomer maka, that the maka is over, and therefore it's only being done for pleasure. And by an animal, we're not allowed to do something just for the sake of pleasure. Toshma, ask the Gemara. The Brice teaches us, Behema Shach Sadam, a very common animal had a blood clot. He may not be put into an animal, he may not be put into cold water to take away that problem. However, Odom Shach Sadam, a person who Rachman al Slon had a blood clot, maybe put into cold water to cool off. Now, we see that even an animal which is suffering from the blood clot, we can't put into cold water. Answers the Gemara, Amar Ula, as we're going to learn in this Masechta, there's a concern about taking medicine. Of course, we're not talking about a situation of Chol Shesh Beisakana. Chol Shesh Beisakana is Asur. We're allowed to do whatever we need to do. Here, the reason we're not allowed to do it is k'seir mishum she'schikir sechemanim. If we're allowed to put the person, to put the animal into cold water when it has a blood clot, we may come to give medicine and make medicine, which is also on Shabbos. Says the, ask the Gemara, if that's your concern, yachi adam nami. So that concern applies by human beings as well. Answers the Gemara, adam nira kemaker. When the person goes into cold water, it's not obvious that he's doing it for therapeutic reasons. It looks like he's just going to cool himself off. And as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, when we learn the halachas of refuah b'Shabbos, anything that's done that doesn't, that even if the person's intention has therapeutic intentions, but that's not his, but it's not obvious. The example I always give, if somebody has a cold and he's eating chicken soup, so he's allowed to eat chicken soup on Shabbos if he has a cold, because even healthy people eat chicken soup. So here too, when he goes into the cold water, it doesn't appear that he's doing it for therapeutic reasons. He's doing it because he wants to cool off. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's why you're allowing the person to go into cold water, so say the same thing by an animal. Behema nami near a kemaker. Answers, the Gemara ain't makele behema. The animals don't just go into water to cool off. People do. Ask the Gemara, will behema migazrinen? Is it true that by animals we make a gzeira? Shemesh, because of shchikas amamonim, we may come to grind. Ask the Gemara Vatanya. The halacha is, we know on Shabbos, everybody has a tchum. So the halacha is, hoysay medes chutz l'tchum, if the animal is standing outside of the tchum, kair la vibo. So animal also has a tchum. And the halacha is that an animal is outside of a tchum, you're allowed to call it. V'loy gazrinim, and we're not worried that since, because the animal came by itself, and we don't make a gzeira, that you may go out of the tchum and carry the animal. But why not? Because we didn't make a gzeira by animals. So same thing, we should not make a gzeira that an animal can't be put in cold water because of shchikas amamonim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, k'goyim shahaya tchum shalah muvel b'tchum shalah. An animal has its own tchum, but a person has its own tchum. The animal's tchum was still, where the animal's tchum ended, a person's tchum did not end. The animal's tchum ended before the tchum of the person. And the person, therefore, going there is not going out of his tchum. Therefore, if indeed, if went out of your tchum, you wouldn't be allowed to go. So asks Rabbi Kivega, how could you bring a raya from tchum to shchikas amamonim? Shchikas amamonim is a deraisa. Tchum is a derabonim. Rabbi Kivega doesn't answer the question. There are those that suggest that here we're talking about, we're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that tchum are deraisa. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, this whole issue of putting an animal into cold water because of shchikas amamonim is gufa tanaihi. It's really a machoikas tanoim. The Tanya, behema she'ochla kashinen, an animal that ate too much vegetable, lo yiritzenu b'chotzo b'shvil sh'tisrapa, you shouldn't make it run in the courtyard, that it should loosen its bowels. Rav Shua mater. Rav Shua says it's mutter. So we see that this Rav Shua is makel on doing a refuah for Shabbos. And we're not worried that you're going to come to shchikas of amonim. And says the Gemara, Darish Rav Alok Rav Shua, that's the halacha. We learned in the Braisa Naman Aleph, Amamar, lo yetz azov b'kishla. Azov may not wear his pouch on Shabbos, v'lo yizah izah b'kishla b'dedeim, nor may goats go out with the pouches under their udders. Ask the Gemara, Tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, the yetzin izah b'kishla b'dedeim, that goats may wear this kiss. Amar Yehuda, loy kasha. Hadalai mehedik. If they fasten securely, they may go out that way. Hadalai mehedik. If they're not fastened securely, they may not go out. Rabbi Yosef Matanaya Shekal Ma'alma. What's your question that you're asking me the question? We already learned in our Mishnah the two different Tanoim, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'izim Yotze Tzeruris, goats may go out with a pouch tied to their udders. That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Yosef Mekulin Chutzme Rechelim HaGvunis. So these two brises, one brisa represents the opinion of the Tanakama, and one brisa represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yudaima, Izim Yotze Tzeruris Liyabish, goats could go out with pouches tied if they dare to dry up the milk, of Loy L'Cholav. As we learned, when the going Liyabish, when they put the pieces there for Liyabish to put on tight, when they put there for L'Cholav, they're not tight. And therefore, the way we could reconcile the two brises, we could also say, says the Gemara, V'bay say Mahava Rabbi Yehuda. Both brises represent the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'lakavish, Kan Liyabish, Rabbi Yehuda taught us in the Mishnah, they may go out that way. Kan L'Cholav, they may not go out that way. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amar Yehuda, Maisa be'izim ben Natachya, there was a story with the goats of Antochya, Shoyedadein Gassim. They had very large udders, Vaslan Kisim, and they were allowed, and they made for them these pouches, Kedei Shloyisr Tudadeim, and those type of situation where it's done for that purpose, that may be, they may go out that way on Shabbos. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbonim, Maisa be'echad shemaisa ishtay. There was a episode, Rahman Slon, somebody's wife passed away. V'nika ben linek, and he left over a young, and she left over a young child, a nursing child. V'loya l'scham v'nika litin. He didn't have money to pay for a wet nurse. V'nas loy nes, and a nes happened to him. V'niftach loy dadim kishnei dadi isha. And he developed breast, v'henikas benoy. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef commented, Bar'ei kama od, how great this individual is that he had this incredible miracle happen on his behalf. Omaloy Abayit, Abayit said, Adarabba, Kamagurua Adamzeh, Shanashtanaloy Sedebracious. Men don't have breasts. And as the Mashah explains, that if such a nace happened to him, it must be Menakaloy Mizchiyosov. They're going to take away from his Schusim. And therefore, it's not that great. And as the Ein Yaakov explains the machloikis of Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, Rabbi Yosef said that he was a great person, and it shows what a great person he is, that Hashem made for him a nes. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, he could have given him money, and he wouldn't need a nes. Hashem wanted to show the world, Rabbi Yosef held, that he's a great person, and a nes happened on his behalf. On the other hand, Abaya said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to run the world in a normal way. The normal way is if a person needs money, Hashem gives him the opportunity to have the money. And if he didn't have the money, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't ready to run the world in the normal fashion on his behalf, that means that there's an issue with this person. The Ramah says, in Siman Tov Reish Pei Bei Sif Aleph, if somebody forgot to say Alanisim in Birchas Hamazon, when he gets to the Rachmans, he should say Harachman Yaslo Alanisim in the Flos Kshem Shasis Lavaseinu by Yom Mehem Bezmanazeh. So as all the Mefarshim, our Gemara says that you're not supposed to have, a nes happen for you. When a nes happens for you, it shows that the Gemara just said, Abaye said, Kama Guru Adam, we quoted the Mashah, that you lose from Yuschusim. So what's shot here? So all the Mefarshim take the same approach. The approach is, if the Nes will bring Kvod Shemayim, then you're allowed to ask for Nisim. If the Nes doesn't bring Kvod Shemayim, then you're not allowed to ask for Nisim. When we say this Harachman, I saw Rav Dushinsky says this pshat. When we say this Rachman, then we're saying that we want Yachman Yasul Nisim, like he made in that time. The Nes of Chanukah, the Nes of Purim, brought about a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. A Nes that brings a Kiddush Hashem, such a Nes we're allowed to daven for. And that's the same that happened by Mitzrayim. that by Mitzrayim, where Klal Yisrael were in the Memtes Shari Tumah, we're there by Hashem, and still Hashem made for us tremendous Nisim. That is a Nes that brings a Kiddush Hashem, and that Nes is fantastic. Tana Rabbani continues the Gemara. Masa Ba'adam Echad Shanasa Isha Gidmas. A person married a woman missing a hand. He never realized that she was missing a hand. He Amarav Barei Kametznu Ishazu. She was so a tznua that her husband didn't even realize. Amalei Rav Chiya, zu dak v'kach. That women are always tznuas. Elakam tznu adam ze. The chiddush is on the man. Shlahika b'ishtay. We learned in the Mishnah. Zucharim, rams may go at levuvim. My levuvim. What does that mean? Amar Rafuna tutri. They used to tie the rams together as pairs. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, the high levuvin, lashna de kruvihu. How do we know the levuvin means going in a pair? The ksivel of aftani achoisi kala. Ulo amar, or shakarshan loy keneged libam. It's about a piece of leather that they used to put over their hearts, kadei shilo yipaleyem zaevim, that they shouldn't be attacked by wolves. Ask the Gemara, zaevim zachar nafli, and the kevis loy nafli. Do wolves only attack male sheep and not female sheep? Answers the Gemara, males go at the head of the flock. Ask the Gemara, do wolves only attack the head of the flock and not the end of the flock? Because they're fat, and therefore the wolves attack them. Ask the Gemara, there are no fat female sheep. Furthermore, the sea, miyadu barhani lahani, do wolves know the difference? The male sheep are attacked because they hold their noses up, and they walk, we're looking from side to side, and they don't pay attention if wolves are coming to attack them. It's a piece of leather that was put under their zachras, to prevent them from mating with the females. How do we know that that's the definition? Midiktani Sefer, the next part of the Mishnah teaches us, V'rechelim yoytzes shchuzes. My shchuzes, what's the definition of shchuzes? Ha'al yoshalahem lamata. The tails are held upward to open up their makam erva. K'dei shialo leim zecherim. So therefore we're going to explain, Reisha k'dei shlayalo nekevis. The first situation of levuvin is to prevent mating. The Sefer, it could deshialalayim to promote mating. I asked the Gemara, my mashma, the high shchuzes, lishna de gluyahu. How do we know the shchuzes means to reveal? The ksiv, vihine isha lakrasa. The pasuk says, vihine isha lakrasa, shis zoyna v'netzuras lev. So shchuzes is from the word shis zoyna, that she made herself revealed.